Bonjour à l'Edinburgh Fringe. That's about as far as my French goes. But I'm going to speak to someone who's from France, but who just enunciated English very, very well in a great show called DNA. And the reason I called it a great show was because it has some material in it that is going to be challenging to people here at the Fringe. It's something different, and I would call this a daring show. Why am I calling it a daring show, and what's your name?
My name is Marianne Zahar, and why you are calling it daring show is because probably I dare presenting to the audience another way of thinking, another way to understand the world, and with a comparison between the sciences and spirituality, we can understand that they describe exactly the same things with a different language. And that's very important to everyone to understand that now, these days, we are in the knowledge. We have the knowledge to change our way of thinking.
And you are building a bridge through theatre between Buddhism that goes back a long way and Buddhist thinking and practice and actually modern science, physics, quantum physics, which is also thinking and practice.
Yes, because for quantum physics is most of the time kept away from normal people, let's say. Physicists like to keep it on the side because they say nobody can understand this. But I'm sure not, because when it is presented on a simple way like it is done in the show, everybody feels the concept. It is not a concept that has to be intellectual. It is a feeling concept, and it how the world works.
Did you write the script always with a solo theatre piece in mind? Because it could have become, you know, a book, couldn't it?
Yes, it could be much bigger than the book. It is now sold at the end of the play, with the play in it. But it is a huge concept. Which is writhing in all the world, in the West world. I'm not the only one talking about this conception. A lot of specialists, you know, physicists, go all over the world making lecture to make the people understand that the world is something else than what we think it is. And but for the moment, I preferred, because I am an actress, and my way of communicate is through theater. So I made this show because I think you can, by acting, by emotions, you can get closer to the concept more than just lecture.
But you have a creative, I guess, challenge as a performer and a writer of that, because at some points what we're getting is a story of your own realization and your own struggle. And then those things lead to realizations that you then share with us at this special meeting, which is essentially a piece of theater at the Fringe.
Yes, well, this is, it's true, a private experience that I'm sharing in this show, but I used also a very strong character, very known in France and also in the world. Alexandra Davinel was one who tried in her time, so it means when she came back from her travel in Asia, she talked, she wrote books, she taught people how was that other understanding of the world and of the universe. And she, I met in her books exactly what I experimented. So in this show, people can first discover this strong character with her determination, strong daring, and also something that is concerning them directly, because we talk to people to their inside memories, things they are not aware of it, but they are there very strongly, and people receive this show through their heart more than through their mind.
As a performer, how is there a difference for you in terms of experiencing and succeeding between performing this in French and performing it in English?
It is very, it's a huge adventure for me because speaking English gives different tones. I have to use different tones. You know, French is more monotone. I go through more into the deep emotion, into something very huge, taking the audience in my arms. And here I go more into inflections, high and down. More, I find that more alive in English to express it. In fact, it's how I feel it. I hope the audience feel it too.
Yeah, but you're obviously talking to us, but also for this to work, it's a dialogue, isn't it?
It is dialogue with the audience, even if the audience doesn't reply to me. But I really try to catch them with questioning, with wondering, where are we? Where are you? And I think everybody feels concerned and probably moved. Most of the time, people are very moved because they are brought in on another path to themselves and not to the official path that the society are conditioning them to be.
It does invite a lot of concentration and listening from the audience.
Yes, but I must say, because this show attracts more their feeling than something else, that they can just let go and enter in a other dimension. That's where they get to know when they are ready for it, of course. If they are too much in a hurry, if they are busy with so many thinkings in the same time, like we are all, they can't let it go, and they don't feel concerned. It means the audience must be not only available, but courageous to enter into another dimension. It is a bit what is offered in this show.
Thanks for talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.